Okay, so I just wanted to let's see. We're pretty much coming to the end of this this Gemara, and there's an interesting little thing towards the end on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. I got a little into it. I mean, there's some problems here, but I mean, I think we can make maybe a little headway. If we could, that would be good. But anyways, it's Hakosef Shteosios. So there's an interesting thing, because so the Malacha is, I mean, the Rambam has, you write two Osios Yechayv, right? So, but the Gemara says like this, Tanur Banan.
This is Ayin Hey Amud Beis?
Yeah, I mean, Ayin Hey Amud Beis, it's like halfway, it's maybe 10 lines before the Mishnah.
Okay. About Kosev Shneosios, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Tanur Banan.
Kosev Os Achas Gedola. Let's say a person writes one large Os. Now, what's a large Os? I mean, it doesn't really say. But he says, V'yesh b'mekoma lichtov shtayim. So I guess that's the answer to that question. In other words, it's a large os is one in which it takes up the space that you can have two osios. Mm-hmm. Okay? Of course, I mean, when you think about it, you could always have that. The question is, there must be some kind of standard os. You know what I mean? Because any os you pick, you can say, okay, I could draw two very small osios in that spot.
Yeah.
You know?
You mean standard size? What do you mean standard?
I mean, there must be some... What's the reference? Because it says, right, Os Gedola. What's large relative to what?
Right. It's relative to size 12 font.
Yeah, I mean...
Size 12 font.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Ron talks a little about it, but, you know, maybe it means it's in the context of, you know, something that's being written already. It's not... You're not writing the first os. Like, you have osios, and then, you know, so the relative to those osios that are already there, possibly. But whatever it is, right? So the Gemara says that one os, the size of two osios, would not do. You know? So the thing is, I mean, I was just wondering what, you know, what's the Havamina? Right? Why? I mean, if the malacha is shtei osios, so then what does the size have to do with it? Why would I say that if one os is the size of two, that would qualify? Why would I think that you'd be chayav for that?
Right, because it's not two letters.
Not two letters.
Yeah, who cares? Right? Like the two stitches. What are they? A huge stitch.
Right.
Right. So. Listen, never took up that case.
Right, exactly. One huge stitch.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting.
Right, you can make a big stitch, right? To loop down and go very far in the loop back.
That's right.
I guess.
Right. So, I mean, why all of a sudden do they say that one os? You might think that one os is as large as two osios.
So that's just the Havamina?
That seems the Havamina. Okay. The interesting thing is that even though it's a Havamina, but the Gemara goes on and says that it will make a difference when it comes to Mechika. Mm-hmm. Okay, because Mechika, if I erase, the Rambam says if I erase two osios in order to make space for two different osios, right? Amanas lichtov, there the Rambam says, you chayv for mechika. Okay? But you have to be mochik, you have to erase enough space to put two osios in there. Okay? But the Rambam does say, and this is the Gemara also, that if you erase one big os, and that space now is big enough for two of the smaller osios, then you would be chayv. Okay, even though what you're erasing is not shtei osios. Mm. Right? See, that's what the Gemara says. That when it comes to mechika, there an os gedola, you would be chayv. Okay? And the Gemara says, ze chomer b'mochek mi b'kosev. This is a chomer that mechika has over ksiva. Because when it comes to ksiva, in order to be chayv, I have to write two osios. But for mechika, I could be chayiv even if I erase one os. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it would seem. So what would you say on the surface? What's the difference? Why by mechika? do I say that if I erase one large os, it's amchayev, but when it comes to ksiva, if I write one large os, I'm not chayev? What's the difference? Right, you got the facts, Gil? In other words, you got the facts?
Ask one more time.
For the ksiva, if I want to be over ksiva, I must be kosev. I must write two osios, two letters. I have to write two letters. If I write one letter, even if it's the size of two, I will not be over. Okay. But when it comes to mechika, erasing, there we say that I could either be over by erasing two letters,
or one,
or if I erase one that's large enough to put in the place where I erase, large enough to write two new letters, small letters, I will be chayev. Even though I only erased one letter, as long as I erased a space large enough for two, I'm chayev.
I guess because by erasing the large one, I mean, I think we've, I don't know if we spoke about this, but I think you could, by erasing, you could turn the one large one into two.
That's right.
Exactly. At a certain point.
That's right. Because, right, that's right. The erasing, it doesn't matter that it's only one letter, because the erasing
has a potential.
That's right.
Yeah.
The purpose of the erasing is to create a makom for shtei osios, for two letters. Now, as long as I create a makom big enough for the two letters, I don't care how many letters I'm erasing, it doesn't go on the past, it goes on what you're going to do. So the mechika is always al menas lichtov. So as long as the mechika is done in order to write two letters, you're going to be over. The fact that you only erased one letter, that's not the malacha. It's not the malacha is not undoing the previous malacha. It's getting ready for the next malacha. So therefore we don't care that you're only erasing one letter. But when it comes to ksiva, there, if I just write one letter, I haven't done the malacha.
And there's a product I need to produce.
That's right.
Did I produce it? Yes or no? Right. I'm not looking for a product when I'm erasing.
Okay.
Right. Just a situation where I can. Did I put myself in a situation where I can write two more letters?
That's right.
Yes or no? Okay. How did I do it? I don't care how you did it. You erase one letter, two letters, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
I see.
So it's creating a situation where I could do the malacha, the next malacha. Right? Oh.
Yeah.
So that's why it comes out different. But the question still remains, would the Gemara think, why does the Gemara have to exclude and tell us specifically that if you write one large letter, you'll be potter? I should know that. Because obviously, like you say, would the Mishnah have to tell you, would the Gemara have to tell you, if the malacha is sewing two stitches? So obviously, if I sew one stitch, I don't care how big the stitch is, I'm potter, because it's not a question of the size of the stitch, it's I need the number two.
Right.
Why over here does Gemara have to tell us that if it's not two, even if it's one big one, you're potter?
You're saying, like, why doesn't the same thing apply to the writing?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, in other words, when the Gemara tells you something, right, it has to be because he'd make a mistake, right? Now, if any person would read the Mishnah, if you read the Mishnah, let's say you didn't have this Gemara, and you read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Kosev shtei osios is chayef. Writing two letters, you chayef. Now, would you in your mind think, hey, one second, now that I've read this, I would imagine that if I'd write one letter, but it's as big as two letters, I think I'd be chayev there also. I mean, nobody would draw that conclusion. You'd say, well, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says you need two letters. Now, one letter is out of the question. I don't care how big the letter is.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, so why does the Gemara have to give me that information? That should be something that's understood without being said explicitly. Right? So if the Gemara is telling you explicitly, it must mean that there's a reason to believe that if the letter that I make is large, that I'd be chayv even for one letter. Now, that's what we're trying to understand. Why would a person come to that conclusion with the information given? Right? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Sammy?
Yeah, guy. Yeah, I have an idea.
Good. You have an idea?
Yeah. So maybe it's kind of I don't know if I can compare it to the stitching, but maybe if you were to read it, if you were to read the Mishnah and see that it's the issue is to write two letters, then maybe you would think that, yeah, it's saying that the Isser is to write two letters, but maybe it's saying that, maybe you would think that it's saying that there's a normal way to write two letters, and that takes up a certain amount of space,
right.
And that space has been, and you would think that As long as I have qualified a space of two letters as being written in, then that would constitute the same thing. Meaning the Isser isn't necessarily, this is trying, kind of like giving you a case. You're writing two letters and that's Isser. But you would think, oh, maybe the Mishnah just means that you can't have a space of two letters written in.
Mm.
Not like a big letter necessarily, but it's talking about, yeah, honestly, sounds,
I mean, you mean in other words, you can't fill up a space of two letters. So it doesn't matter whether you put two letters in there, three or one.
Why would you think that, though?
I know, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Right, tell you the truth. I mean, that's what I was thinking also. But I also sort of got like stuck. Like, it sounds like a little bit like, unless you have some kind of support for that, it sounds like almost, you know, contrived. Like,
right,
with these facts, you know, you sort of have to say something. But yeah, but the thing is, why would you think that? It seems like a backwards type of, you know,
right,
formulation.
Right.
So I don't know. I was thinking of just a simple type of thing.
Simple.
Simple. You know, you have to outrule all of these other ones until you finally say, well, one second. Let's just say something simple. So I was thinking maybe the thing is like this, that the question is, do you really need two? In other words, is it the fact that you need two letters, or is it the fact that two is a shear in chashivas? Mm. In other words, if I have two letters, then I consider that a significant action. There's significance there, right? Oh, so maybe if you say that way, you'd say, well, okay, two is significant, but maybe if a letter is written very large and it's pronounced, perhaps that would qualify for significance too.
I understand. It's not the space that's necessarily, we're not like trying to fill up a two-letter space, just happens to be,
right,
that would be the space that would make one big letter significant.
That's right.
I gotcha.
Right.
Right. It's not like you said, I think it's a good word, right? Pronounced? Pronounced now.
It's pronounced
now. If it's taking up that amount of space, that's now pronounced.
Right.
Right.
Like maybe the space has to do with it's significant. You know, you used up, you cut, whatever it is, right? You covered a certain amount of space. That's already a chashuv thing.
Yeah. Like it's true. Like, you know how those books start off? Sometimes you have a book and it starts off the first sentence with the letter is big, like that's
right,
the first big letter.
That's right. That's pronounced, right, that's right. It's pronounced, right.
Sometimes I even read that, like I forget that it's part of the word. I just see that letter and then I read it with like the rest of the word doesn't make sense. Mm. Oh, right, there's that letter there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, all the time.
Right. It has its own chashivas.
That's a good point.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's true. you look at that letter, right, and you, it sort of doesn't really, it's hard to incorporate it into the word.
Right.
You
figure, that's its own thing. Its own. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Right. Right, I see. So it's just an idea of chashivas, you're saying. That's right. What you would think.
If it was just an idea of chashivas, that's what you'd say.
That's good.
Okay. Right?
What do you say, Gil?
Makabo.
Makabo. Okay. That's it.
It's only me.
Pack it up, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, because it's just, if you give the other, the way I was going before, it just doesn't.
Like, right.
Why is that?
Right, why is
why
that?
Would you think that? Why would you think something like that? But it's good. It's good to get into it. Right.
And I was going through a lot of possibilities in my mind. I just, you know, like, when you think it over, you say, oh.
You say one more time, just because it has its own chashivas, therefore what?
In other words, sometimes you need two. See, like the Rav said, why do you need two? He said, because that's the minimum word. Two letters. You see? So if you say that way, then you're saying the two is a certain quality. In other words, you need two letters to form a word. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a word, but you must have two letters. You know what I mean? So then, the essence is two. You need two. You see, then you couldn't say one big letter. But if you say, it's not the two itself is what you need. But two is, the reason why you need two is because one simply is insignificant. You need a ksiva that registers as something significant. Now, two is already something that has that there's a quantity to. It's not the minimal. You see, minimal is insignificant. But if at the moment I add two letters, now that's something that has significance. If you say that way, then you're saying really the essence is that the thing that you write has significance, and that's why you need two. And one would be insignificant. But then I could show you a different way of making something significant. If I could show you a different way, then you wouldn't need to. Now here I can show you, if I make a letter very large, you see, that also carries with it a certain significance. You say, oh, he took out his time to make an extra large letter? That's a chefza. So it would be like you need a chefza. So you can get a chefza in two ways. Either you have a number of those things, and now together you say, ah, that's a chefza. Or you could say a chefza is, it's, you see, that's a chefza. You look at the thing, it stands out. That's a chefza. Then you wouldn't need the number two. You'd say it's big enough to be a chefza on its own. You see? Mm-hmm. So that was the Havamina of the Gemara. That the two is just to make it into a significant entity. So then you would think, oh, maybe if I make it big enough, I make a bold letter.
Yeah.
That's a significant entity. Then I could dispense with two. I could just have one. So that's why you need the Gemara to tell you, no, don't think that. It's not going to help you. It's not a question of just having a significant entity, but it must be something
that
have the tzura of a word. Yes. Yeah. And that, you can never, no matter how big the letter is, it's never going to form a word on its own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing. Mars saying it's not significance, it's a specific thing. You do need two, because you can't have a word without two.
Yeah.
So the two is really the essence. Okay. That's that. So I hope you enjoyed it. Now, so that's that's the end of the Gemara. No, that is, you know, like it's when you have something really clear, you know, like.
You want to leave it on a high note, yeah.
Let's cut it off. Move on, you know, it's hard to go back now. Okay, now let's start into other complications. You just like that, okay, this is nice.
It's the back of that.
Simplistic, right? No mathematical formulas.
Yeah, yeah. Relishing in the victory.
Right. Okay, but I mean, I guess we should move on a little bit. Okay. So the thing is, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara goes on. Let's see. Right, so Abonava Sosa, that and I'm going to skip. But then the next Gemara is Elu Avos Malachos. Okay, because if you take a look at the Mishnah gives is interesting because the Mishnah gives you the 39 Malachos. And it starts out, Avos Malachos Arboim Chasar Achos. So it starts out, tells you there's 39 Malachos. Okay, so that on its own is a funny thing because just list the Malachos. What do you have to count them for me? Right, but then afterwards, after the Mishnah lists all the malachos, then it goes back and summarizes again. It says, "Hari elu avos malachos abrim chaser achas." Okay, so it repeats it again. So it seems the emphasis is telling you something by summing it up. Okay, so okay, so the Gemara goes into what the second elu is. Okay, but before we do that, because it's a little, it's really the first Elu is more basic. Okay, so if you go back to the first Gemara, which is Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, okay, it's right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Minyana Lamali. Gemara asks, why do I need the Mishnah to give me a number? Why do I need that number? I could count that. I can count on my own. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, she'im asan kulam behelam echad chayiv al kol achas ve'achas." Okay, so it's coming to teach you that if I do all of these malachos in one helam, I'm going to be chayiv 39 karbanos, 39 chataos. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that if a person forgets that it's Shabbos, right, and he does Choresh, Zoreh, he starts doing the Malachos, right? And let's say he does 39. Let's say he does, I'll give you a case. Let's say a guy forgets his Shabbos, plows his field, okay? Then he goes back and plows it again. Okay, and he plows the field 5 times. Okay, and then he remembers, oh, I forgot, oh, it's Shabbos. Okay, so now he's going to be chayav achatas. He's going to be chayav karbon because he did it b'shogeg. Okay, so the question is, how many karbonos does he bring? He did 5, he did harisha, he plowed the field 5 times, 5 meisim, 5 averas. So the question is, how many karbonos does he have to bring? Okay, so the answer is he brings 1. He does not have to bring 5 karbanos. Okay, even though he did 5 averos, he only brings 1. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the question is, why does he only bring 1?
One forgetting or something like that?
This is 1 forgetting. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you don't bring the karban for the avero, for the maisa. You bring it for the fact he forgot. Okay, and each harisha, each act of plowing was not a new forgetting unless he remembered in between. But if he didn't remember in between, then it's all one act of forgetfulness. Okay, so now the question is like this. What would you say if the person did harisha, he plowed, and then he did zriya? Okay, but in between he didn't remember that it's Shabbos. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what would the halacha be? How many karbanos would he bring? Would he bring 1 or would he bring 2?
He didn't forget it was Shabbos?
He forgot it was Shabbos. He did harisha, plowed, then he planted. Okay. And then after he got done planting, he remembered. And he said, oh, I did plowing and I did planting. Okay, but it was right. So now, how many karbanos should bring? That's the question. So the Gemara says that that there are two possibilities, right? Had the Mishnah not counted them up, then what it would be telling you is that you would only be chayv once. Since the Mishnah counted them up, it's trying to tell you that you are chayv. 1 for each malach you did. Okay, So the question is, what is the idea behind each one? There's an idea to say that I'm only that if I plow and I plant, it's just like plowing and plowing. It's just like repeating the same action, but I just forgot. One forgetting. So one carbon. The question is, why should I say that if I plow and plant, that now, even though it's one forgetting, I must bring two kavanos? That's the question.
This is still one forgetting, right?
Still one forgetting. Gil, you got the question? Shall I repeat it for you?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. The facts are, if a person forgets about Shabbos and he does plowing, let's say three times, three actions of plowing, okay, since it's one act of forgetting, he only brings one carbon. No matter how many times he plows, he could plow all day long, 100 fields he could plow. As long as he's repeating the same action, he only brings one carbon. Okay, but the Mishnah says, what about if he would do two separate actions, plowing and planting?
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a question. I might think that you still only bring one carbon
because it was still one forgetting.
One forgetting, right? Mm-hmm. But the answer is no. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, the answer is even though it's one forgetting, I bring two separate kavanos, one for the plowing and one for the planting. Okay, so the question is, well, whichever side you want to do. Let's say I have to bring two separate carbons, one for the plowing and one for the planting. What's the idea behind that? Why should I bring two separate carbons? So what would you say? Why should I bring two separate carbons?
Some reason the second action, the second action is warranting it, but maybe now is it now considered too forgetting? Like that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, let's say a guy forgets. Well, let's just look at it simply. In other words, you'd have to say it's too forgetting. Now, why is it two forgettings? Right. Okay, I agree with that. You have to say it's two forgettings. Why is it two forgettings? Why would you say it's two forgettings?
Okay.
Because you're going to have to say...
It's two different actions.
It's two different actions. In other words, one forgetting relates to... It's true, it may not be that he forgot each thing. But the forgetting resulted in two different averas. Two totally different transgressions. In other words, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, his forgetting of Shabbos involved, practically speaking, when you forget that it's Shabbos, what does that mean? That you forgot that plowing is a malacha, you forgot that planting is a malacha. The forgetting relates, apparently, to each type of performance. If there are three different transgressions in Shabbos, then the forgetting relates to each transgression.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you do a different action? Like, let's say I plowed at 1 o'clock and then I plowed at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
Didn't you do two different actions there?
You did two different actions, but it's the same transgression.
Oh, you're saying it's a forgetting of the malachos of Shabbos. So meaning, mm-hmm. like, if I already transgressed by forgetting this malacha on Shabbos...
No, you're saying it. I don't know where you're going with this, but
I mean, like, I'm saying that if I plowed a few times, isn't that also separate actions? So I should be chayav more.
Yes, they're separate actions, but they are not separate. Shall we say shamos?
So what does that make a difference? I thought it was just the actions that we're talking about. Are we involved in a different action now? Because we just said that this has to be one forgetting. So how are we going to distinguish between two of them? Oh, because we're going to say, really, you're involved in two different actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought 1 o'clock, then I thought 10 o'clock, you know, whatever
right.
it may be. You are now involved in two separate actions. You might do the same thing, but they're two separate actions, right? So can't that split up the forgettings? It's not like I'm continuing plowing.
Right. It's a separate action, right?
Right. What?
But right, it's a separate action, right? But the transgression is the same. In other words,
okay.
Right? In other words, if I plow 3 times, I did the same transgression 3 times.
Right.
Right? Now, all of those transgressions was due to one helm, one forgetfulness. Okay? But now let's say I show you that because of his forgetfulness, he did a different transgression.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So then apparently you are going to be chayiv for that transgression also.
Okay, that I get. But how come you can't say that because of his forgetting? He did it again. Because of his forgetting, he plowed. And then, done. Finished.
Good.
Just finished
okay.
plowing. Now, because of his forgetting, separate action, because of his forgetting, he plowed again. He plowed.
Right, okay.
So it's two. It's two different forgettings.
Okay. But let's say I say... good, good. Let's say I say it's a forgetting that relates to plow.
Okay.
So you are chayiv for a forgetting that relates to plow.
Okay.
Right? Now, if I plow again, that would be due to the same... Then I'd be bringing 2 karbonos for... They're both due to the same forgetting. The forgetting that relates to plow.
Well, what am I using up my forgettings?
Exactly.
I forgot twice. What's that? I forgot twice. Didn't I forget twice? 2 different times.
Well,
that's because I'm saying like, oh, I don't know if this makes a difference, but I'm saying, let's say I forgot what Shabbos and I plowed, and later I go, oh shoot, I plowed, I forgot what Shabbos.
Right.
Then I go on with my day.
Then you chayv again.
And oh, you will be chayv.
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a guy remembers in between, then it's a new it's a new omission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, I understand.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, if a guy remembers in between, that's totally forgetting.
I gotcha. But here he's saying, look, it's part of the same forgetting, and it's the same malacha that he forgot. So
that's right,
the malacha that he forgot, and it's just part of the same forgetting of that malacha.
That's right, exactly.
You forget a different malacha.
Now you forgot a different malacha.
Right.
That is a different forgetting.
Right, so the forgettings relate to the malachas of Shabbat.
Not to the general concepts of Shabbat.
Right. Exactly. Right. Not to the general concepts of Shabbat. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's good, okay. Okay, good.
Okay.
If you'd say to the general concepts of Shabbos, then you're right. Then it would be
everything
one.
Should right, be. Right.
You forgot, done.
That's
it
right.
It should be an umbrella
that
right. covers all of them.
But here it's a forgetting that relates mm-hmm. to each malacha of Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So that's why he has to bring a carbon for each. Now, let's say you would say the other way, that even if you did all 39, you'd only bring one carbon. Right? What would you be saying then?
So that's like what you're saying, right?
That the forgetting
right.
only relates to Shabbos. And these are all
part of Shabbos.
Part of Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Not the specific malachos.
Not the specific malachos.
Right.
That's right.
Shabbos, whatever's in malach Shabbos, whatever, sumer, whatever. Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah. That's good.
That's good, right. I just want to know one thing. Would that make a difference on how you look at the 39? Is that, in other words, are we saying now, is this a difference of how you look at forgetting? When a man forgets his Shabbos, is he forget Shabbos, or does he forgetting each 39?
Okay.
Right? That's what we're saying now. When a man forgets his Shabbos, he thinks today's Friday, it's really Saturday. It's really Saturday, right? Is he forgetting just that today's the day of Shabbos? Or, ipso facto, he's forgetting that this is Asur, this is Asur, this is Asur, and that's Asur. He's forgetting each 39. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I say the other way, that he's just forgetting it's Shabbos, so where does that leave Malacha? In other words, I guess what I'm asking is that based on something? When I say a man forgets Shabbos, does it mean he's forgetting all 39, or does it mean he's forgetting one thing, Shabbos? Can we go any further with that?
You mean like, why is it possible that Halacha is going to look at forgetfulness only in terms of the general Shabbos?
Yeah.
Like, is that having any...
Or it's as if he forgot to Harisha, even though he didn't necessarily forget those in particular. He forgot today's Shabbos. But we look at it as if he forgot that Harisha is Asur, that Zri is Asur. He forgot all those things individually. He may not have.
You're saying if we're looking at it as a general, does that say anything about Malachas of Shabbos?
Yes.
That relate to the idea of Shabbos?
Right.
I understand. Do you get that?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that, I don't know if it's anything new, but that really this way of looking at it is kind of saying that the malachos are not necessarily so exclusive as their own, or at least the way we're looking at it in terms of doing an Isser, or, you know, doing an Isser and having forgetfulness. Is that they're really not so exclusive, but they're really more related to each other. But the only thing I can think of is they're related to each other in terms of constructive actions.
Right.
These are all constructive actions.
That's right.
You forgot you can't do constructive actions.
Right, exactly.
That's it, and that's the whole...
And therefore, yeah, you could have... The Torah has to tell you what comprises constructive action. But really, when you do Harisha, really, what are you doing? You're doing constructive action. You're not really... It's not the Harisha is not like you are doing... No, you're doing the constructive action of Harisha. That's a specific thing you're doing. Or do you say, no, when I do Harisha, really, what am I doing? I'm doing constructive action. That's how it registers in the Torah. Mm. If you say it registers in the Torah as one thing, constructive action, then you can't say that I forgot each individual thing. I forgot one thing, constructive action. And now no matter how many malachas I do, it's this. I'm repeating the same transgression, constructive action. If you say that way, then it's just one carbon, no matter how many you bring. Because
right.
You're just repeating the same thing over in different forms, but the Torah recognizes only one thing, constructive action. And now it's listing what are the examples of constructive action. You see? Or no, when they list these things, they are breaking up Malacha into 39 totally different categories. The Torah doesn't usher constructive action. The Torah ushers the constructive action of plowing. It ushered plowing in specific. It ushered planting, that constructive form. Mm-hmm. That it relates to the form itself. You're not allowed to plow. When the Torah tells you don't do malacha, really what it's telling you is you're not allowed to plow. You're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to do these 39 things in specific. If that's the case, then you could say, when a person forgets that it's Shabbos, what is he really forgetting? What does Shabbos mean? Oh, he's forgetting these things, these categories. These are the categories. So he's forgetting 39 things, really. then you could say you have to bring 39 karbanos. But if you say these are not really separate categories, they're just examples of one thing. They're all the same thing. They're all constructive action. So now, okay, I'm doing constructive action in different forms, but basically, what am I forgetting? That one concept.
So you're saying that really the Gemara's, like we were looking at before, is the Gemara's talking about what if there's two ways of forgetting things. Forgetting general things, forgetting specific things. But now we're saying, really, what are you forgetting? Are you forgetting... Like, you're forgetting that it's Shabbos, but what do you mean, Shabbos? How does the Torah look at Shabbos? Does the Torah look at Shabbos as constructive actions, or does the Torah look at Shabbos as specific? Right? Really disagreeing, you're just doing a forgetting. It's normal forgetting, but what are you forgetting?
That's right. What you're forgetting is dependent on how Torah categorizes Shabbos.
Right, I see that. Oh, that's interesting.
Right? There's no thing of... When you forget something in general, how do we look at it? Generic or specific? No, we look at it by the object that you're forgetting. Now the question is, how does the Torah look at that? If the Torah looks at those objects in specific, then that's what you're forgetting. If the Torah doesn't break them up, and it's just giving you examples, but in the Torah's view it's one thing, then that's all you're forgetting. It's one thing.
Right.
So that's why the Mishnah told you the 39, they're telling you each one is really a totally separate category. Don't think that it's really one category of malacha. It's not one category. It may, you know, comes under the heading, but each one is a separate category on its own.
Oh, and that makes more sense, right? That's the Mishnah is talking about the 39 malacha. It's not talking about forgetting stuff.
That's right. I'm not talking about forgetting.
Right. So that sounds like a better way of explaining it. Right.
This is talking about what does it mean 39?
Right, That's interesting.
That's true.
Good.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That's a story.